start of the 2014 training camp is not too far away, getting you ready with top 10 storylines that we think you all should pay attention to once camp gets going. With Andrew Mason and Phil Milani, I'm Chris Hall. Thanks for watching. Today we're going to talk about the offensive line, the guys in front of Peyton Manning, very important group who use this time of year as much as they can, because this is when you learn a lot of the communication these guys are going to be using every single week once the offense gets going. Adam Gase working on some new things too. Starting with Zane Beatles leaving. Free agent, he went to Jacksonville. Orlando Franklin moving inside to take that position, Phil. And, of course, a healthy Ryan Clady, one of which many people call the best at that position in this league, back along the line. Personnel-wise, these changes, what kind of effects will you see right away once the Broncos get going?
Obviously, with having Ryan Clady back now, you have two all-pro guys protecting Peyton Manning and Ryan Clady and Vasquez. And then the shift, you said, or moving Orlando Franklin inside. At first, it seemed like maybe he wasn't too thrilled about that. But now, after going through all the OTAs, the mini camp, now he says he feels a lot more comfortable playing inside, getting his hands on the bigger guys. And then over on the right side, you look at Clark. You know, he may be competing at that position with Winston Justice, who's had some starting experience in the league. So I think personnel-wise, you're just going to see the top five guys out on the field. And I think for everybody, that's better.
When you do have that group, Andrew, together, what does that mean for offensive coordinator Adam Gase as these guys get ready to not necessarily try and repeat, but, you know, they got a tough act to follow considering what they were able to accomplish points-wise last year?
Well, I think it's going to be a little bit different as far as having Franklin on the inside, and then obviously you've got Clark and Justice at right tackle fighting for the job. But at least everyone up there has experience. I mean, Clark has not been a right tackle in the NFL, but he played left tackle last year. You're assuming that this group stays healthy, these six that we've talked about, you're not worried about communication, you're not worried about experience. These guys have done it. Now, if you have to go to some depth, that's where it gets interesting. Will Montgomery came in the offseason. He can play center. He can play guard. He could be in the mix, but he's going to have to learn that. Although he's learned some complicated offenses in the past, he can do it again. And then another guy could be in the mix. Don't forget about Michael Schofield. Could be in the mix for guard spot. Could be in the mix at right tackle. They're looking at him at both areas. But if injuries strike, he's the one who's going to have to learn on the fly pretty quickly. But if this group stays healthy, I think they can do exactly what they did last year, just because everyone knows their roles and is comfortable in what they're doing.
Yeah, tough for Coach Fox, Adam Gase, Dave Magazoo to really measure where this group is during the offseason when they're just in shells or walk through training camp that time when they put pads on, and that's when they really get a chance to gauge how much these guys have learned this offseason and how well prepared they're going to be come week one in the Indianapolis Colts. For Andrew, for Phil, I'm Chris. As we get counted down and ready for the start of the 2014 training camp, you can find all those on DenverBroncos.com.